Americans are starting to speak up about the debt as they, unlike our government, are forced to balance their household budgets every month. Check out this Reason magazine poll. 96% say cutting the debt is an important priority. 74% want a government spending cap, and 81% would vote for a third-party independent candidate in the next presidential election if they agreed with them. So why aren't lawmakers listening? Here now, Matt Welsh, editor-in-chief of Reason magazine. Matt, welcome here. As we were talking during the break, I mean, these numbers are startling. 96% say cutting spending and capping the debt is a priority.
It's even more than that. 69% say it's very important. Another 27% say that it's important. So 96% of Americans say it's important. And just 4% say, you know, no big deal. We don't need to do anything about it.
Did you think that something as esoteric as the debt, given that every president since Harry Truman has added to the debt as a matter of course without it being a part of the great public discourse. Did you ever think that something about debt would be such a key issue in an American presidential campaign?
I think we have seen since September 2008 when George W. Bush lost his nerve on national television. We were all there. Yeah. We've seen since then this reaction.
You're talking about TARP and the stimulus and the fall of
that money. Normally I believe in free market capitalism, but
right.
It's the world's biggest
right.
But.
Right.
Since then, we've seen the American people lead on this issue and politicians being in the rear, with the exception of some that you have on your program even today. And so these numbers, they are surprising, but they do ratify what I think we've all noticed sort of anecdotally in the country. People are against bailouts, they're against bailout economics, and they're spooked by how much we've been spending.
Are these numbers enough to instill a sense in John Boehner, as he negotiates with Vice President Biden, we're not going to raise that debt ceiling, Mr. Vice President. You guys are just going to have to spend within your means. Or will the debt ceiling go up because it's just become a part of our culture, as I said, since the days of Harry Truman?
I think that to rely on John Boehner to hold the line is a fool's errand. He might be influenced by this. He will be a lagging indicator. If the weather vane is overwhelming, he will react to that weather vane.
Do these polls tell you that Republicans would do better if they stick to their small government, free market, sound money, government within the confines of the Constitution values, or will they do better if they return to being Democrats light?
I think it's completely clear. We ask people, you know, how would you want to address the deficit and the debt right now? 45%, far and away the biggest number, said cut spending, period. Only 4% said raise taxes.
Would you repeat those numbers again, please?
Right. 45% when asked, what are you going to do about the deficit?
Nationwide audience, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, progressives, libertarians.
Said cut spending, period. Do not raise taxes. 4%, just 4, said raise taxes, period. Do not cut spending.
All right. Here's before we go, vote for a third party? 81% said they'd vote for a third party candidate if they agreed with the person. What does that tell
you? Or an independent. I think it tells us not necessarily that they're going to vote for the third party, because they're not. We have a two-party system. We're stuck in it. They know that. But what they're looking for, I think, is a greater ideological variety within the two-party system, in addition to an actual interest in potential third-party candidates.
All right. Matt Welsh, it's a great poll. We appreciate you joining us. Reason Magazine, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.